Okay, so today's sugya is many would probably start with the sugya just because it's a nice hakdama to avodos Yom Kippurim, discussing which avodos the Kohen Gadol has to do in Yom Kippur. But I wanted to wait till Lamed Beis and Beis, where the Gemara itself mentioned such a concept. The concept being that kol avodos Yom Kippurim einan ksheiros elabo. All the avodos Yom Kippurim, it's only kosher when it is done through the Kohen Gadol. So the question becomes, what does this include? What's considered avodas Yom Kippurim? The Tosfos is already in discussing. We mentioned this last week, discussing the inyan of Meiruk, that avoda that he would shecht to the Tamid, and then he'd hand it to another Kohen Hedyot to do the Meiruk, to do the completion of the Shechita. So the Kohen Hedyot would do this. So we questioned, well, how could that be done? The Gemara itself questioned how that can be done. Doesn't every single avoda have to be done by the Kohen Gadol? So in that conversation, Tosfos mentioned this idea that he says dafka, where he's talking about the par shel Kohen Gadol. Dafka karbanos that come, that asi lechovas hayom. Only karbanos and avodos that come because of the day Yom Kippur. Dekai aleh aron v'chuka. Aron v'chuka, aron is a reference, of course, to the Kohen Gadol. Whenever you see the word chuka, that tells you that it's a chok, that it must be done, and without it, it's ma'akif. So aron and chuka is found in which parsha, guys? Achrimos. So Aaron Chuka, which is describing all the avodas mentioned in Achrimos, has to be done by either Aaron or a Kohen Gadol like Aaron. It's Chuka, and if without that, the whole avoda is ma'akiv. But then Tosas writes, the Tamid shel Shachar, shel Ben Harbaim, lo shayach lechovas Yom Kippurim. It's not shayach at all to the avoda, and therefore lo kai ala Aaron v'chuka. Now the rest of Tosas is a little bit confusing how to read it, but just leave it at that for now, that the words Aaron and Chuka, the need for Kohen Gadol, only applies to the avodos done that are unique for Yom Kippur that are found in the Parsha of Achrimos. But anything else found in Sefer Vayikra, other Parshios, or Parshas Bat Midbar, wherever else the Karbanos might be mentioned, that will not have the din of Aaron v'Chuka. But nonetheless, Tosus does admit that there's a Chiyav Midrabanan for the Kohen Gadol to do those avodas. He does write, there's a psul midirabanan for a Kohen Hedyot to do it, meaning there's a chiv midirabanan for the Kohen Gadol to do non-Yom HaKippurim avodas. That's the position of the Tosfos Yeshanim as well on the page, and that's the position of the Ritva, quoting from the Ramban, that the Ritva writes to number one, that midiraisa ein chavi b'Kohen Gadol ela b'avodas hayom mamish, only those things that are unique to Yom Kippur. About tmidim va'avodos shekol hayom v'yom, avodos karbanos that are brought every single day, such as the tamid, those are ksheiros afilu b'kohen hedyot. Even a stam kohen could do those avodos. Ela the mitzvah b'kohen gadol tvei, but there is a more of a mitzvah for the kohen gadol to do that. And their banan made a chova. They made a chova midir banan for all karbanos to be done by the kohen gadol.
Where does Tosfos mention that?
He says this line of, it's psul midirabanan. That line, psul midirabanan, he's referring to why there should be a shaila here if it's not an avoda, so who cares if the Kohen Hedyot does it? Who cares if someone else does the avoda? So he ends up saying, because...
Isn't that by a zar? He
equates to anyone who's not a Kohen Gadol. The zar versus Kohen Hedyot, that's a conversation from last week, whether a Kohen Hedyot has a din of a zar on Yom Kippurim or not, but that's the idea of psul midirabanan is implied, that tells us that any non-Yom HaKippurim avodas is a chiyum midirabanan for the Kohen Gadol to do, but not a chiyum midiraisa. So that's Tosos Yeshanim, and the Ritva hold that way. I made a question? No? Okay. Now, in contrast to this, we have the Baal Mor. The Baal Mor is right in the beginning of the Masechta. The Baal Mor says that, what are you telling? What does the Baal Mor say, guys? What's his chiddush? Right, mentioning the paisos in the Mishnayos in Maseches Yuma happens to be because this is just a great place to discuss paisos. It's been referring to the every single day activities, but there were no paisos when it came to Yom HaKippurim themselves because the Kohen Gadol did every single avoda from the Shemesh Hadesh and to the Shechita Satamid and every single step. There's only paisos was only when you had to do a lottery which Kohen is going to be Zoche for the particular avoda at hand. There were four paisos every single day. But there's no need for paisos on Yom HaKippurim. Yes, Aramayr.
So we're saying that everything that is Doraisa for the Kohen.
According to Baal Mor, it sounds like Midaraisa, there is no need. He doesn't say Doraisa, Dirabanan, but let's just Pashas is.
Everyone's saying only the Rabbana was really only that it seems like the Ritva that everyone's saying is only because of the Paisos, right? That meaning the Rabbana, the Psul Rabbana, that the Kohen Gadol should do everything, that we allow the other people to do stuff. That's the only reason why we have the Paisos for, like, oh, the one Rabbana that actually allowed the other people to do stuff.
Correct.
Within that Psul Rabbana, if there's no Rabbana, the whole thing was Doraisa, so there would be no concept of the
Paisos.
That's
what Balmor is saying, yeah.
Right, so I'm saying if there's no concept, I mean everything from start to finish, that like, yeah, no help.
Yeah, Balmor sounds like they would do every single aspect of the day. Shum Sadeshin, Haktar Chalavim, every single thing would be done by the Kohen Gadol. That's the position of the Balmor. That's shared by Rashi as well. You guys saw the Rashi in Laman Alpha and Beis and Meirik. Rashi says, back to that Mishnah again, in Laman Alpha and Beis, he says, the reason why the other Kohen has to finish the Shechita, the fish she'ein kabal sadam k'shera ella b'kohen gadol. Because the kabal sadam, remember, we're talking about the carbon tumid here, a regular, every single day activity. That too has to be done by the kohen gadol, even the tamidim. Sounds like, again, he doesn't say deraisa derabanan, but one would say, it seems he's referring to deraisa. So it sounds like Rashi shares the position of the Baal Mor that even non-Yom HaKippurim avodos have to be done by the Kohen Gadol Midaraisa. That's the Machlokas. Rashi Balmor on one side versus Tosos Yishanim and the Ritva on the other side. Now the position of the Rambam also seems to be this way. Again, I'm not going to get yet to the Shmita Deshe Machlokas, but just overall, the question being, does the Kohen Gadol have to do the Tamid Shashachar and the other weekday type of Avodas? So the Rambam shares this opinion. The Rambam mentions in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, I didn't bring my Rambam, where is it? Here, let me get it. He writes in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Perek Alef Halacha Beis, that I have actually my paper here, I forgot, that Kol Chamisha Asrei Behemos, all 15 animals that are brought on Yom Kippur, Eina El B'Kohen Gadol. That includes the carbon tumid, that includes the regular Ketores he mentions, includes fixing the menorah. Everything is done, even weekday type of activities are done by the Kohen Gadol, and he even includes, if it's Shabbos, Af Musaf Shabbos. So again, the Rambam is like the Baal Mor and Rashi, that even weekday activities have to be done by the Kohen Gadol, while Tosos Yesharim and Tosos Rush and Tosos just Stam Tosos say that only Yom HaKippur Mavodos have to be done Midaraisa by the Kohen Gadol. So the big question is, how in the world can you say there's a chiv for the Kohen Gadol to do weekday activities? The Pasuk Acharimos says Aaron V'chuka. That's only referring to Parshas Acharimos, things that are mentioned, things that are unique to Yom Kippur. How is that going to affect the Karban Tamid, which is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas? It doesn't say it there. That's the big question. Anyone saw the Maim Chaim in the back of in the Sefer Likutim of the Rambam? He addresses this question. He said, I don't understand how the Rambam gets this din. Anyone saw him inside? I think there's a no. Can't find it myself. Here we go. So again, he answers the question. He doesn't have much of an answer. He raises the question, and he says, I'm trying to find the line. I didn't underline this. I don't know why. But he doesn't really have an answer. He's bothered by this question. How does the Rambam extend the din of the need for the Kohen Gadol to weekday activities? So you guys saw the Or Sameach. What does Or Sameach say? You see it? Or you get it? Okay. I made a mistake, but I apologize. I threw the Or Sameach in the middle of source number 3. I hope you guys noticed that. Right? It should have been a separate line of 4, but Or Sameach, what did Or Sameach say? What was his chiddush? Anyone? No one saw it? Or Sameach? You guys saw it?
I mean, so, just to answer the question, you could say that the day of Yom Kippur affects it changes the weekday activities than it would be on a regular day.
That's basically, in essence, what you would say. And that seems to be what the Or Sameach is saying as well. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Zvachim that was talking about Tamid and Tadir, rather, Sheinu Tadir, Kodim Kudush, Veinim Kudush, in terms of bringing which types of karbanos. So he mentions there that let's say you have an option of, the Gemara says Tadir, something that comes more frequently, and something that's more of a Kudush. which one comes first. And then in that context, the Gemara says, just like when it's Shabbos, Shabbos has a special Karban Musaf, the Tamid Shel Shachar brought on Shabbos also is elevated to Kedusha Shabbos. Same thing with Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is unique. Today's Rosh Chodesh, so there's a Karban Musaf. But not only does a Karban Musaf have a Kedushas Rosh Chodesh, but even the regular Tamid Shel Shachar is not just a regular Tamid Shel Shachar. It's a Tamid Shel Shachar Rosh Chodesh. It elevates all the Karbanos of that day. So along those lines, says the Or Sameach, that Kein Hacha, Musfei Shabbos B'Kedushas Yom HaKippur Mekadshei. The Karban Musaf, the Rambam writes, that if Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide, the Kohen Gadol also does the carbon, brings the carbon musaf of Shabbos. Why? So says the Or Sameach, because it's also elevated with Kedushas Yom HaKippurim, and therefore the mitzvah son the Kohen Gadol to bring the carbon musaf shel Shabbos, just like he brings the other Tamidim. So just like Eli was saying, that this Yom Kippur affects the entire day. Even though the pasuk of Achrimos, it says Aaron v'chuk, it's only mentioned in Achrimos, again, we have proofs from Gemaras, even though there's no psukim, that the entire day is affected by the Kedusha of Yom HaKippur. And he goes on to Paskin at the end, Halach L'maisa. Halach L'maisa, I've been asked this question before. If, let's say, a Chola has to break the fast, and it's a Yom Kippur, and it's a Shabbos. So certainly on Yom Kippur, there is no din of saying Kiddush on Yom Kippur. There's no such, it doesn't exist. But let's say it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv of Kiddush if one eats. But it happens to Yom Kippur, so we don't eat on Shabbos. But let's say a person has a chiv to eat because he or she is sick. So does one say Kiddush or not? So it says the Or Sameach at the very end of the piece here, as brought down by the poskim, Nirali the Kedushas Yom HaKippurim Chayla al Shabbos Gamkeim. Yom Kippur is so powerful. Now Yisrael and Ezra had a great question. Yom Kippur is changing Shabbos. So the big question is, before I finish this piece here, I understand how Rosh Chodesh could elevate the Tamid. How Shabbos could elevate the Tamid, because Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are greater, they're going to overwhelm the regular Chol activities, the Tamid Shel Shachar. But now you have Shabbos and Yom Kippur coming together. Which is going to beat which out? Now, Shabbos is more Kedusha. They're bringing a proof from the fact that there's a Chiyuv Skila on Shabbos and Yom Kippur only is a Chiyuv Karis. I brought the proof that we have more Aliyahs. The Gemara says there's 7 Aliyahs for Shabbos, only 6 Aliyahs of Yom HaKippur. Rabbi Kiva argues and says there's 7 aliyahs for Yom Kippur, there's 6 aliyahs for Shabbos. But we paskin the 7 aliyahs on Shabbos, of course. So how is it possible that the Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos, is going to overwhelm, rather the other way around, that the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is going to overwhelm the Shabbos and make the Shabbos Musaf into an elevated status? That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not really sure. We certainly know there's tremendous levels of Kedusha on Yom Kippur, more than the Shabbos exists. What the proofs are we have in Halacha, this is a proof, but I don't know where he gets this from. So I'm not sure.
And therefore he wants to say, with regards to Kiddush, what?
Let's finish this. So therefore what? So when Kiddush's Yom HaKippurim falls out on a Shabbos, Lakdisho Bishvus Mikol Achila, so the Kiddush of Yom Kippur is now going to impact every element of Achila on Shabbos. The Kiddush's Yom HaKippurim Gam L'Shabbos Ahani, it also affects Shabbos Halachas. And Shiyukdash Be'inus Nefesh, now there's a special sanctification of Inui Nefesh applies to all aspects of Shabbos. V'lachein v'yom ha'kippurim shechal v'shabbos v'chol sheyesh bo sakana, that needs to eat. Mora ani, says Or Sameach, I paskin delo mekadesh gam al Shabbos. You don't make any kiddush, even though it's Shabbos as well. Because dezeh kedusha Shabbos al shelo lechabol. The way to sanctify Shabbos on this day, Yom Kippur, is by not eating. That's the sanctification of Shabbos, Yom Kippur, coming together. So again, it's a great question where he gets this from, that Yom Kippur is able to be out Shabbos. I don't know yet. But still, we see that's his shita. So just like Yom Kippur affects the Shabbos halachas, and the Kohen Gadol does Karban Musaf, so too that's why he does the Karban Tamid. And all the other weekday activities, it's all elevated to a Kedusha of Yom HaKippurim. Yes?
I understand the step there, because once you break the fast, you're breaking that Kedusha Inui.
It's true, but there is no Inyan of Kiddush doesn't exist, though. There would be a Bracha Latal. Look what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah writes when he's talking about the halacha and halachas Yom HaKippurim, Tuf Resh Yud Ches. He's discussing here at the end the person, if he needs to eat and bench, is saying Yala V'Yavo and benching. Mechaber says one says Yala V'Yavo and benching. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Chavtes that what about Kiddush? So he says, Al kopanim kiddush bevadai ein lo lasos, diyesh chashash brachel vatala. That's why. Even though he broke the fasting right, to say kiddush might be a brachel vatala. That's why one should not say it. So then in the Dirshu, they quote the Rebbe Akiva Eiger that Yisrael referred to in the morning to me. Rebbe Akiva Eiger argues, and Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, I agree that in general there is no kiddush on a stam Yom HaKippurim if a person needs to break the fast. But what happens if it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos as well? So there Rebbe Akiva Eiger thinks that there would be a chiv to say kiddush on Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. And he quotes this in the Dirshu, this whole back and forth. They end up quoting our Sameach here, and Rav Moshe, that Paskins, we do not say Kiddush even when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. But the Yesod is, says the Or Sameach, that the Yom Kippur is going to sanctify Shabbos, and therefore all the other avodas as well, the Kohen Gadol therefore has to do it. Okay. And until the Hari Kedem. Hari Kedem is pretty much the same idea, but he just makes it into two dinim. He's also explaining why is it true that the Balmor and the Rambam hold that the Kohen Gadol has to do every avodah, even the weekly activities. So he says, because there are two dinim here, he says with the carbon tamid that's brought in Yom Kippur, he says, Shnei kiyumim. One is Shchitas tamid shel Chol Hashana. When you bring the tamid, you bring the Musaf, you do Hatavos HaNeiros, you do Haktaras HaKatoras. There's one aspect of fulfilling the general chiv. But then there's a second din of an additional kimav as being part of the Seder of Odesh Yom HaKippurim. It becomes part of the Seder. There's a whole schedule that has to be kept in Yom HaKippurim. So there's five Tevilos, there's ten Kiddushim, there's the Shnei Sirim. So this is also an aspect of part of the Seder of Odesh is a Tamid Shel Shachar. There's a Ketores. There's a Tavos HaNeiros. All becomes part of that. So there really are two dinim here for the shita of the for the Rambam and the Balmor. It doesn't explain how it gets it. Lechori has to agree to what Eli was saying, what Or Sameach was saying, which is that Yom Kippur is able to affect all the avodas of Yom HaKippur. Everyone's good on this? Yes.
So I think, wouldn't technically having someone else do any part of the chol avodas ruin the Alach Mechtisina of 5 Tevilos and 10 Kiddushim?
Wouldn't it ruin it? Well, no, because he would still have to do it. He have to still do those tevilas and kiddushim. He just wouldn't do that avoda that would be necessary in between those.
If you change him, you got them just because.
Right. Yeah. I mentioned before at the end that there's a Tosfos that has a habamin at least, that maybe the Kohen Gadol could do 5 tevilas in a row. It's one after the next. It wasn't anything to do with the avoda. Now, what you're saying is very, very good, actually, because this actually connects very nicely. What do I mean? Rashi in a few places, says the need to do tevila is for l'shem avoda. To do a tevila without avoda would be pointless. So Rashi holds, also we saw in Laman Aleph and Rebbe, that the Kohen Gadol has to do every even weekday activity. So never such a case could happen for a Rashi. The tevila is for the avoda, and the Kohen Gadol has to do the avoda of the Tamid. So no such thing would ever exist. But according to Tosfos, who has that Havamina, that you could do 5 tevilas in a row, if you still maintain at least some level of that maskana, that even though you have to break up the tevilas separately, it's still a din b'fnei asmo. The tevila itself is b'fnei asmo, not l'shem the avoda, because Tosfos himself holds that he doesn't have to do the avodas. You could have the kohen hedyot even do the other avodas. So that would actually work out very, very nicely, these two inyanim. Yeah?
He speaks about that.
And at the end, he makes such a mention about this. Yeah, I didn't focus on that. Does he connect them?
Even according to the Rambam, the Tamid Hanakim and Avodas Hayom, but right, because Harei Habehed, Harei Vada de Chamish Tfilos Vasar Kedushin Imrach Betzir Avodas Shakolimos Hashana. Harei Yaseh Avodas Elu Kohen Hedyot. If Kohen Hedyot,
ah, okay, very good. Which paragraph? This is what, page Kuf Nun.
At the end of the Siman Aleph, yeah, in Kuf Nun Tes.
Oh, the end of the way. Oh, yeah, I didn't read that piece even. Let's skip that one. Okay, very good. Okay,
that
so that
says there must be a din in the Kav, right?
So, beautiful. Okay, so it connects. Very good. Okay. So that's the first layer of this machlokes about whether or not the Kohen Gadol has to do all the avodos of Shechol Yom Vayom or only the ones unique to Yom HaKippurim Midiraisa. Now let's move to the next part, that even if you hold, like the Rambam and the Balmor, that the Kohen Gadol does all the weekday activities as well, we still had a tremendous machlokas between the Baal Mor and the Ramban. And the Rambam, there are a few different shitas here. What's fascinating, if those who got a chance to look at the Ramban himself, the language that he uses against the Baal Mor is just amazing and fascinating. It's worthwhile reading how stark they really spoke to each other. Just to share with you the language he uses here, he says, the Baal Mor says, he said that Mechamas writes back to the Baal Mor. I don't understand. All the different, the Payatim who wrote the ideas of the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, so you tell me they're all wrong? And all the Gaonim and Chachmei Yeshivos, Rabbeinu Svar, the Achronim, and they all made a mistake? And V'yev Shar Shiyutu Kol Rabboseinu, it's impossible that all the rabbis, Rabboseinu, were all mistaken? And Dafka Lebala Mor Hazeh, Levado Ninna Chachma, you the Baal Mor, the only one who received Chachma? Vein Lazar Mito, and there's no Zar, no one can stand up against you? So therefore he stood to protect the Masorah that we've had for many generations of saying the different piyuts of Yom HaKippurim, which do mention paisos, that there were paisos. So how does the Ramban explain their paisos? The Ramban agrees to the Baal Mor that even weekday activities were done by the Kohen Gadol. So if the Kohen Gadol was doing everything, so why was there a need for pais? So he goes on to explain each and every single one. Each one requires its own shir. I just want to do the Chumash, speak about the Chumash HaDeshen, and that's it. The Chumash HaDeshen, the Baal Mor, rather the Ramban says, there was a pious for the Chumash HaDeshen. Why is that? So he writes, finding the line here, one second here. He says, because the reason why there's a pious harishon, shu Chumash HaDeshen, hol v'hu kasher kodem chatzos. It's not eino avodas Yom HaKippurim, ela avodas laila. The reason why it's not part of the avodas hayom, it's part of the avodas laila. Ve'ein b'kohen gadol klal, shelo nitna l'kohen gadol el avodas hayom. The only requirements of the kohen gadol to perform the avodas were the avodas that were unique to the daytime, not to the nighttime. That is the chiddush of the Ramban. So the Baal Mor, I think, could respond in one of two ways. I've only seen one side writing. The other one, I think, we could suggest on our own. But what are one of two ways, both ways if you want, what are two ways we could suggest how the Baal Mor is going to defend himself, why the Kohen Gadol would, in fact, have to even do the Chumash HaDeshen? That's what I would say the simpler thing. No one says this, though. But the Indian is just like we say that the Pasuk of Aaron v'chukah is only mentioned in Parshas Achrimos, which is only mentioned for Yom HaKippurim. So they were comfortable saying that this extends itself even to weekday activities. So once we're extending it to weekday activities, why can't we extend it to even nighttime activities? So why do we draw the line there? So I would think the Pashup Shad is, the Baal Mor thinks, that Chuk Arun v'chukah apply to Afilu Balayla, Afilu Avodos Shel Chol. That's, I think, Pashup Shad would be. But again, I didn't see anyone say that. But what the Hari Kadam says, which is Mefurish in the Ritva, is a different approach. The Hari Kadam and Ritva both assume that Aaron V'chuka at most could be applied to only daytime activities. Only daytime activities. So then the Baal Mor, rather the Ramban, is a good kasha. He says, so if it's only applied to daytime activities, so why then does the Kohen Gadol have to do Chumash HaDeshen? It's a nighttime activity. So what's the Baal Mor going to say for, what's the response? That's what the Hari Kedem says. He doesn't quote the Ritva, but the Ritva in Yud Beis Amud Beis has Mefurash. He has two deyos here. If you look at number 5, the Ritva writes that Inami Mishkachas Labet Chumash HaDeshen Shekshera B'Kohen Hedyot Lefi Shi Avodas Laila. So that's Ramban Shita. Ramban allows the Kohen Hedyot to do Chumash HaDeshen on Yom HaKippurim because it since it's Avodas Laila, the words Aaron V'chuka don't apply to Avodas Laila. But then the Ritva says later on, Alma, you got the other opinion, Af Chumash HaDeshen Eina El B'Kohen Gadol, because Sof Hechsher Avodas Hayomi. In the end of the day, Chumash HaDeshen, although it can be done by Laila, there are three times when it can be done, either the beginning of the night, Chatzos, or right before Nates, those are three times, it's all Balayla, but it's a Hechsher for the daytime. So even though it's done Balayla, since it's for the purpose of daytime, it's considered Avodas Hayom, and therefore would require the Kohen Gadol. So these 2 days in the Ritzvah, I think, is another way to explain the machlokus between the Baal Mor and the Ramban, whether or not the Kohen Gadol has to do Trumas Hadeshen, which is mefurish what the Hari Kedem himself suggests is what the machlokus is. It's interesting, Tosfos Rashi, I won't go through, but Tosfos Rashi also has these two opinions back and forth. It goes with some of the rise you guys might appreciate here. Okay, I'm going to just do one last thing and we'll stop here. Just anyone got a chance to the Gilyoni Hashas of Yosef Engel, what he writes? Just one line here. Just a nice, add some level pneumius to this topic. Again, those who are familiar with Yosef Engel, he's fantastic because he has a tremendous lumdus and tremendous chassidus and kabbalah. He merges them together. He doesn't separate between both of them. And it's just amazing how he does that. I love the one that I first saw and got exposed to. This was the famous piece he has on Ein Onshin Min HaDin. In Ein Onshin Min HaDin, he goes through one of his, I think it's Lekach Tov. He has a whole essay there in Ein Onshin Min HaDin that we're not able to apply a punishment, even though it's logical to say. The classic case is the Pasuk says in Achrimos that Bas Bito. There's an Isser Arayos of Bas Bito. The Pasuk never says Bito, there's an Isser Arayos. So is that to say that Bito is permitted? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about, it's a Kalva Chomer, you should give Srefer. Just like there's Srefer for Bas Bito, there should be Srefer for Bito. And the Gemara says, Ein Onshin Min HaDin, we can't apply it. So there are a few suggestions in the Rishonim and Achronim why we say no Ein Onshin Min HaDin. So one answer is that the Maharsha says in Sanhedrin, I think it's in Sanhedrin, he says, because Shema Yeshla Pircha. Since a person, Adam Don Kavachomer Mi'atzmo, person can make their own Kavachomers, it could also be human error. There could be a mistake. There could be a certain Pircha that we didn't think of. So although we could accept the Kavachomer, we can't go ahead and give a punishment because Shema Yeshla Pircha. Then another suggestion is it's just the Gzeira. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shator Nejashish Bahem. We don't ask questions, it's just Stam Midah. I'm sorry, the Maharsha says another way. Maharsha says what I'm about to say is the Maharsha. Maharsha says you can't apply an onish of a kal v'chomer because it's possible only this kal, this type kal aveira, deserves an onish. But a more chomer aveira, maybe it doesn't deserve an onish. Maybe this guy deserves being without any punishment, without any kapara. And that's why you don't apply it. So bas bito is not as bad, so that gets a srefa. But erva with a bito, that's a very serious matter. That guy doesn't deserve a kapara, so you can't apply a enos, so therefore ein onshin min hadin. So he goes through these three shitas, and then he says, al pi Kabbalah to a certain extent, he says that because a kal v'chomer is midas rachamim, and gzeira shava is midas din, so that's why we say, ein adam don gzeira shava mi'asmo, a person can't give a gzeira shava on his own, because that's midas gvura. Midas gvura and din is limited, it's tzimtzum. But kal v'chomer is chesed, therefore chesed is more giving, and therefore everyone, adam don kal v'chomer mi'asmo. So somehow through that, I'm not remembering why, but somehow he connects this Indian of din versus chesed to why we say ein onshin min hadin. Something to do with it, because onish is a din, I think, and kal v'chomer is chesed. They don't jive with each other, so therefore al pi Kabbalah, he says ein adam, they're ein onshin min hadin.
So the kal v'chomer is connected to kel of
the Yigyam. It's a kel as well, that's as well, they do this. Very good. So anyways, so what does the Gilyoni Hashas say here in the sugya? He says just one line that Kevan de Yom HaKippurim Michal Mamona Alav Hu Kohen Gadol Shel Mala. The Kohen Gadol above is Michal Mishim Hachi Ein Avodas B'Yom HaKippurim Kasher El B'Kohen Gadol. So I guess what he means is that up in Shemaim when we're doing the Avodah here Lamata, so there's an Avodah going on Lamala. And there's a Yesod that the Michal is the Kohen Gadol Lamala and he's the only one doing Avodas up in Shemaim. So therefore down below as well we need to only do only the Kohen Gadol. Down in this world is the only one who's allowed to do the avodah. Nothing to do with Aaron, Vachuka mentioned the Psukim. This is the din. This is the Michal's day. This is the Kohen Gadol's day. Something much deeper than we've been discussing up until now. Okay, let's stop here. Now I'm not sure what we're doing next yet.